It's tempting to introduce the 22nd edition of Super Bowl Haiku with a haiku, but not so tempting that I'll do it. You know the drill, right? Three lines, five syllables, then seven, then five again. And this time around, the Only a Game Hut Hut Haiku players have been brushing up on their sports knowledge.
I don't get the Omaha part of this. Are they the Omaha Panthers? No.
They've been conditioning their vocal instruments.
I'm trying to think if there are any of these that I can burp on.
And they've worked on their higher math skills.
I'm trying to read Roman numerals here.
No, we actually want XXI.
Oh! Well, that I can do.
What could possibly go wrong?
Iowa caucus.
ISIL. Market plunge. Migrants.
Time out. Super Bowl.
To hell with the L, the media chiefs pondered. Just play game 50.
I love it.
Super Bowl 50. Concussions bound to abound. Why do we still cheer?
Dreamy Cam Newton. I'm no football fan, and yet I may watch this time.
How I love Peyton. Omaha, Omaha, oh! Bring the ring, Broncos!
I'll have what she's having.
Oh my.
Broncos' brave staff works to reassemble Manning for just one more game.
Manning his station, the old guy hopes to defy Newton's gravity.
Devout head coach prays,
Lord, keep them safe from all harm. Until the game starts.
You're a pro. You're there. You're going in now. It's time. You're going, so go. Dylan, grade 4.
It's 50th year, sponsored by AARP.
And Metamucil.
Super Bowl is to football as F-16 jet is to paper plane.
Wave of sound crests, fades. All the crowd breathes, waits a beat.
And the roaring comes!
Rumble, bumble, and a fumble. Stumble, humble.
Haiku shouldn't rhyme.
Bears played there. Falcons. Dolphins too. And unicorns.
No, not unicorns.
I don't want to hear Phil Simms' incoherent thoughts while I watch the game.
I don't want to hear Phil Simms' incoherent thoughts while I try to watch the game.
That's good, except you added a word.
So what? Oh, it's haiku. It has to have a certain number of syllables in it. It.
I think Cam can. I think Cam can. I think Cam can. Manning, less convinced.
Super Bowl again? Classic movie channel has, oh, drat the Gipper.
Oh, no. It's that time. Big piles of men fall down. Ouch. Can't wait till baseball.
Ligaments tearing. Brain tissue springing off bone. Ah, America's game.
Of the Super Bowl, guy said, wouldn't bet on it. Huh, a communist.
Long pass pauses time. Or almost does. Or seems to. Till someone drops it.
That's just...
Bowie would not live to see another halftime. Could not stand Coldplay.
Super Bowl Sunday. More encephalopathy. I'll have a Bud Light.
Super adjective, dude. Came from a bouncing ball?
Dude, no way.
Yeah, way.
You are not a person who says dude. I'm sorry.
Dude, I say dude all the time.
Deep man poised, shifts feet, thinks.
Fair catch? No, there's some room.
He's wrong. Oh, he's wrong.
Footsteps behind me, to the left, right, I mean right.
I hear the ocean.
Great plays. Awesome game. Everyone will remember.
Except the players.
Tiny bird circles. Her bird thoughts. What snacks are there? Slobs drop everything.
Our 22nd edition of Super Bowl Haiku was a winner. Would it be an exaggeration to suggest the game will be an anticlimax? You decide. Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Martin Kessler. Our technical director this week was Marquise Neal. We had help from Zoe Sobel and Bob Schaefer. Special thanks to the Only a Game Hut Hut Haiku players, Walter Dixon, Clint Cavanaugh, Kelvin Brooks, Amory Sivertson, Robin Lubbock, Hitesh Hathi, Mark Degon, George Hicks, and co-rookies of the year, Erica Lance and Dylan, grade 4. Our intern is Jackie Bamberger, and our senior producer is Gary Wallach. Our final word comes from master haiku reader Walter Dixon, who came up with a poem of his own.
Like Hawaii L or the L United States? See, L just sounds bad.
I tell you that Walter really earns his L dollars for reading haiku every year, but we're not paying extra for that one. I'm Bill Littlefield. I'll be back next week with more sports NPR style on Only a Game, and thanks for listening.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced, and your NPR station. The Lemelson Foundation, committed to improving lives through invention in the U.S. and in developing countries, and working to inspire and enable the next generation of inventors. More information is available at lemelson.org. And the Pew Charitable Trusts, driven by the power of knowledge to solve today's most challenging problems, at pewtrusts.org.